Welcome to the Ortho Eval Pal podcast, where we can help you build confidence with your orthopedic evaluation and management skills. We hope you enjoy the show. And now, for your host, Paul Marquis.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 307 of the Ortho Eval Pal podcast. I'm your host, Paul Marquis, and today we're going to be chatting with Ilya Popov from Comeback Mobility. He's the CEO. We're going to be talking about the evolution of Comeback Mobility. We're going to discuss their signature product, the Smart Crutch Tips. We'll review how the crutch tips work, and we'll discuss how the crutch tips can help us objectify weight-bearing status and so much more. But before we get started, I'd just like to take a moment to hear a word from our sponsors. You've all seen the name Chattanooga in rehab clinics. Chattanooga has been a staple for all your traditional clinical equipment needs, and they are now carrying modalities including high-powered laser, focused shockwave, and radial pressure wave devices. These modalities have the ability to transform your practice from both a clinical and revenue standpoint. Trust me, I have patients traveling over an hour to come have radial pressure wave treatment in our clinic. Click the link in the show notes to request a quote, schedule an in-person demo, or get more information on their new modalities. You can also visit their website at www.lightforcemedical.com. Welcome back. So with me today, I have Ilya Popov, and Ilya is the founder and CEO of Comeback Mobility. He has established several companies and has brought several products to the market. Ilya's experience covers functions related to software and hardware startups, R&D and marketing. Ilya has degrees in advertising psychology and a master's in business administration. He speaks three languages, runs marathons, competes in kickboxing and boxing. My word, Ilya, I mean, you're doing tons of stuff. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for the kind intro. I appreciate being a guest on your show.
So Ilya and I connected, I would say it was probably about two and a half years ago. And I think we did it over LinkedIn. And Ilya had a great product he was starting to work on. I was really interested in it because really it's something. And it, for those of you who are physical therapists, you're all going to have said to yourselves after we get done this program, I wish I would have thought of this, or I thought about it, but just never knew how we could develop something like this. And Ilya really came up with this great idea, and I was really interested and I wanted to help him. And because it's going to really help a lot of people out there if he can bring this this product to market and, you know, get all the research and whatnot. So Ilya, you know, what is Comeback Mobility? Can you explain to us your business first? How did you get it started? Where did you come up with this idea?
Yeah, the Comeback Mobility story started when I missed high kick in my previous fight in Thailand. It was 3 years ago. And I came up with 6 months recovery, and it was so tough to understand for me, what does it mean to put 25% of your body weight to the injured leg? So I figured out with this idea, and for the last 3 years, me and my team spent developing the product, and yes, it's really personal.
Yeah. And I remember when we first started talking about this, you're from Ukraine, correct?
Yes.
And we started having this conversation before the war started. Tell us what kind of challenges you had here in the last couple of years trying to continue to develop this product under wartime circumstances.
Yeah, one of the toughest thing is that our investors cannot continue to support us because they have huge destructions because of the bombing. And also, medical device assembly needs to be according to quality management system. And this quality management system, we do our own assembly in Dnipro, in the center of the Ukraine. And sometimes when the electricity was stopped because of the bombing, we needed to start doing all these tests again. And can you imagine when you need to do a test of 1 million steps and it takes 1 month, and eventually when you stop this test at the 22nd day and you need to start it again, is really frustration.
Wow. So you've since moved from Ukraine to New York, is that correct?
Yes.
And why did you do that?
Actually, from the beginning, we developed this product, especially for the US market, because we understand that the market is big enough and there is huge opportunity to save money for the insurance providers and for the patients. And no one would invest in a startup if you are focusing on the Ukrainian market because it's too small. But US market was big enough for our investors to go ahead with us.
Yeah. So Comeback Mobility has produced these smart crutch tips. And I think it's completely ingenious. I love it. I've had a chance to use them a little bit and play with them some. And I think that it's a great, great product. Can you talk to us about what the smart crutch tips are, how they function, and how they could be helpful to, you know, folks out there?
Yeah, for sure. So let's assume that you have ankle fracture, and after your surgery, doctor looks at your x-ray and says, you should go with non-weight bearing for a couple of weeks, then you should go with 25% weight bearing for the week number three, then 50%, and then 75%. But how can you follow these restrictions? Without any biofeedback device, it's impossible to figure out how much weight do you place into your recovering leg. And the current most popular way, what doctors say or physical therapists, is put your leg on the bathroom scales, try to remember this feeling, and walk like this. Right. But this is impossible to follow this kind of prescriptions. And actually, you know, surgeons usually have two ways. After the fracture, after your surgery, they can put you on non-weight bearing for the long time. It could be on 8 or 12 weeks, or they can prescribe you early partial weight bearing with gradually increasing weight. But to do this, they need to have an objective tool that can measure this compliance, and they can be sure that patients can comply with that.
Right. And so explain to us how these crutch tips work.
Yeah. One of the things which is unique is that the method, how we measure the weight, because, you know, over the world since 1970s, everyone thought that in order to measure the weight from their injured leg, you need to attach some weight sensors to your boot or to your shoes or to your sandals or insoles. But those kind of devices are not reusable and pretty expensive in manufacturing. But during a step, there is a moment when a healthy leg goes up from the ground. And this moment, the weight distributes between the injured leg and assistive device. And if we can know the weight of the patient and put it to the mobile app, we can retrospectively deduct the amount that goes to the crutches and figure out how much weight the patient puts to the injured leg. So here is the beauty and simplicity of our technology.
Yeah. And one of the things that I noticed is when I received my crutch tips, they were super easy to add to the traditional crutches. Now, you can use them on crutches. They should be aluminum crutches, I assume. I assume that you would not use them on a walker or anything like that, or even a cane. I would assume that this is just aluminum crutches.
Yes and no. We can. Our devices are affordable for the any kind of crutches and canes, except oval crutches or, you know, old one which is wooden crutches.
Okay.
Or with any kind of aluminum crutches and canes, we can use our device. And in the next generation of our product, we can easily adapt it for the walkers. The thing is in the diameter. And by the way, we have our own patented technology, how our devices adapt to different diameters of the crutches.
Nice. So the crutch tips go on the end of your crutches, and they send feedback to the app. And so the therapist can see what kind of pressure they're putting on that leg to see if they're compliant. And the doctor in the app can adjust the amount of weight bearing that they want for the patient per week, correct?
Absolutely. The patient can see notifications with lights on the device itself. So if it's a senior patient, they can use even without mobile app. Or they can get this notification through their microphone on their mobile phone by voice. And yes, as you said, everything is clearly visible from their physical therapist side. So physical therapists can be sure that patients comply with their weight bearing restrictions and patients are active, not laying down, but walking. Yeah.
So they could get feedback three different ways. They can get a voice over the app that tells you you're not putting enough weight or you need to put more weight. It has different colored lights on it that light up if you're putting too much weight or not enough weight. And then there's also a beeping system, correct?
Yes.
So three different forms of biofeedback that happen immediately. And I'm huge on that. I love using biofeedback. And I think this is a great way to kind of keep everybody on track. There's nothing I dislike more than knowing that you can put pressure on a fractured bone and it being helpful and having that patient be non-weight bearing for an extended period of time, like 8 or 9 or 10 weeks, just because there's no other way of measuring it. And I really like this because, you know, we may be able to take people who would have been non-weight bearing for 8 weeks and maybe go non-weight bearing for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks and then start them progressively at 25%, 35%, 40%, whatever we want to do to progress them. I think that that early weight bearing in a controlled environment with the proper feedback is going to be extremely helpful in recovery. I think people will recover a lot faster and get back to normal weight bearing better.
Yeah, there is a study that proves that it's eight weeks faster recovery, early progressive weight bearing versus the current AO protocols where they prescribe after tibular patellar fracture, I think 8 or 12 weeks, no weight bearing.
Yep. And so I assume you're doing some research right now and studies just to try to validate how well the crutch tips are working and timeframes and whatnot. Is that, would that be correct?
Yes, we already done and recently published our validation study that proves that our measurement system is correct. We've done patient and medical provider satisfaction study. Right now, we are doing compliance study with NYU Langone Health. And next week, I'm launching the pilot with Northwestern Hospital. Also, we are talking about pilot and study with HSS in the nearest future. Yes, we are doing all these pilots and study right now in order to prove significant patients' outcomes and get our HCPCS code for the device reimbursement.
Yeah, I know that I've mentioned it to several patients and they are super excited about it. And we have some upcoming patients that we'll probably be able to put into the pilot. So that'll be exciting to you to do. And the other thing that people should know about too is that the crutch tips are not really heavy. You would think that there's a lot of technology in there, you know, and sensors and whatnot, and that would be really heavy, but it really isn't. They are just an extension of your crutch. You just make that modification and you go back to the old-fashioned way of fitting crutches, only because they're a little bit longer than the original crutch tip. So you can't just go by the diameter or the heights on the crutches. You need to do the proper fitting of somebody with crutches. And we'll be talking about that. Now, as far as the study that you have just done and it's been published, is there any chance we could put that on the website, add it as a link so that people can go to it and see it?
Yes, absolutely. You can add my link to the website, comebackmobility.com. And also everyone who would be interested in pilot our technology, they can reach me out through my email, which is ceo@comebackmobility.com.
All right. And I'll be adding Ilya's information in the show notes so that you could just click on that if you have any questions that you'd like to talk about. But yeah, I'm super excited about this. I can't wait to see, you know, where we go with this. I definitely want to try them out myself. And I think it's going to be huge in regards to recovery of patients who have to have limited weight bearing for a long time, such as those who have, fractures and or a lot of people who are having these MACI procedures where they're having cartilage transplants and things like that, have very strict weight-bearing protocols. And I think that it's going to be very helpful as you know, part of these protocols to be able to measure the weight-bearing better. So, Ilya, is there anything you want to add in regards to the crutch tips, comeback mobility, where you're heading with this? What is your plan for the company and the crutch tips?
You know, everything in medicine should be scientific proved. So, and the biggest money will come from reimbursement. So what we are planning to do is to do these free pilots and free trials. It will take another 1.5 years. And only in January 2025, we're going to get this HCPC code for the reimbursement. So we do not have any plans by this time, except the free pilots with hospitals and maybe with insurance providers.
Yeah.
And so what I can wish to your audience is to break a leg.
Yeah.
But not in direct meaning.
Yeah. And so I would assume that as time goes on, you're going to be able to send these crutch tips to folks. And in regards to reimbursement, how do you foresee that happening? Like, will I be able to utilize the crutch tips with somebody and bill that, or do people have to purchase them? How is that payment schedule going to look like, do you think?
Oh, thanks, Paul. This is a really good question because, you know, U.S. healthcare system for me was new. Now I a little bit learn about that. So it basically works like this. Their physician, their physical therapist, right now you have special CPT codes for remote therapeutic monitorings. There is code for initial device setup, the biofeedback training, and remote patient monitoring. So physical medical providers can get additional revenue by using our devices. But we or other durable medical equipment providers who are going to supply these devices for patients for home use do not have right now any particular code that we can bill for the insurance and get our revenue. So right now, we provide it for free for their medical providers. And medical providers use different codes. And right now we're collecting this data in order to understand how much money medical providers can additionally get per patient with our technology. So for medical providers, it's free and it's going to be additional revenue. For patients, it's again free. And for us, it's no revenue at the moment till we get this code.
Yep. So still a lot of things to work on. And you know, we here at our clinic are going to do our best to help, you know, utilize the tips and gather information for you. And I hope that helps in the future. And, I really want to thank you so much for coming onto the show, speaking with us today. I'm sure that we may do another one in the future as comeback mobility evolves a little bit more. I think you're definitely on the right track and heading in the right direction. I have spoken to several orthopedic surgeons who are excited about this, and they can't wait to see where this goes, and they think it'll be very helpful for their patients. So, I mean, overall, documentation for physical therapists and people working with these patients so we can see the progress. It's going to be a great way for the doctors to monitor how the patients are doing, and the patients should be able to get up on their feet and moving a lot faster with a more controlled weight-bearing program. So, Ilya, thank you so much for coming onto the show and being with us today. I wish you and your company the best of luck moving forward.
Thanks, Paul. It was great talking to you today. Appreciate your time and best luck of you and to your audience as well.
Great. Thank you so much. I also want to thank everybody who's listening today for being there with us and for following OrthoWave ValPal. We've hit our 300 episode mark, and we are going to continue bringing content. We're excited about doing it. Be sure to check us out on YouTube. We have 500 plus videos that complement a lot of our programs, and we're probably going to even be putting up a few more videos of the comeback mobility and the crutch tips. Talk about how to fit patients appropriately, how to fit the crutches and whatnot. So that will be part of that program. And with that being said, I hope you enjoy the content coming to you. I do want to make you more confident with your orthopedic evaluation and management skills. And I want you to be kind to each other and take care.
We hope you've enjoyed the show. For some more awesome content, go to orthoevalpal.com. Can't wait to see you there.